Latavia Robinson, Robinson rather, she grew up in Houston mm-hmm. and was one of the original members of Destiny's Child. Mm-hmm. She's on the phone right now. Latavia, we are in your hometown, Houston, celebrating the King holiday. Happy King Day, Latavia.
Same to you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You grew up here in Houston.
Yes, I did. Proud of it.
What? Oh, yeah? What side of town?
Acres Home, Texas, north side.
Uh-huh. And that's where Beyonce and Kelly were?
Well, I met Kelly on the south side of town. Beyonce was in Third Ward, and I was on the north side. And LaToya was out in Harlem Clark.
Third Ward.
Yes.
So how did you all come together?
I met Beyonce the first day of auditions when Miss Deborah and Denise, who held the auditions for Girls Time, we met on the first day of auditions.
And how old were you all?
That's how I met Beyonce. I was 7, about to be 8, and I think Beyonce was 8.
Oh, wow. And what was it like growing up in Houston?
You know what? It was wonderful. I have, like, a lot of fond memories of Houston. We used to love to go. We always go to Astroworld during the summer. Miss Tina would get us a season pass, and we would go almost practically
Astroworld,
every day.
That's like everybody else's Six
Flags.
Flags.
Yes. Yeah. yes. One of my best memories, I used to love to be at my grandmother's house in Acres Home, and that's where I learned how to cook with my mom and my grandmother. So those are some very fond memories. And we used to go to, like, these little teeny bopper clubs that they used to have back in the day. They were like chaperones, but it was a place where we can go, we can have fun, and we can dance and just see some of our friends that we went to school with. So those are some of the things that we used to do. Other than
those
that,
were
we were rehearsing.
Those summertime activities?
Yes, yes.
When did you leave the group?
Well, I didn't leave the group, but it was I was replaced in 1997. Well, I was replaced. Well, I found out I was replaced in 1999.
And how did you find out that? Which I think is a interesting story.
I was here in Atlanta, LaToya mm-hmm. and myself, and we were watching BET getting mm-hmm. ready. It was BET or MTV, and we were waiting for them to premiere the Say My Name video. We were aware that the video had been done, so we just figured that, you know, it was just a video and we wanted to see it. And we immediately knew when we saw Farrah and Michelle that, okay, we must be replaced.
Wow. No phone call or nothing like that?
No, we were expecting a phone call to even be able to sit down and, you know, talk about things that had happened, and it just didn't go that way.
So you recorded one song, Say My Name?
No, I was on both albums, Destiny's Child and The Writings on the Wall, and I co-wrote mm-hmm. on 6 songs on The Writings on the Wall.
Which hit, though? Which big hit were you were a part of?
Say My Name. Definitely. Oh, Bugaboo, Bills,
right,
Bills.
Yeah.
And what are you doing now?
Right now, I have a lot of projects coming up. I'm so excited. Right now, I'm producing my own web series on my online YouTube channel, youtube.com/LataviaRobinson.com. It's called The Real Latavia because a lot of my supporters kept saying that they still really don't know who Latavia really is. So I'm really, really, really going to reveal myself. Silly me, the mommy me, the no games business woman me, the actress me, the get out of my face me.
Well, Latavia, so let me ask you this. What about the I'm not going to sing on TV you? Because that was a part of R&B Divas, wasn't it?
Yes,
about
that's not the I'm not going to sing you. That I actually sang in a couple of the episodes, particularly at the end of the season buildup. You know, uh-huh. people keep telling me that my storyline drove the season. And though some of it was at my expense, I have no problem with it at all. You know, I learned a lot about the TV business, so it was all worth it to me. And I own it all, the good, the bad, the me being over the badgering and literally blurting out the sun in the sky and nothingness, you know. As well, I was well aware what was going on throughout the whole time that I was on there. I mean, come on.
So was it true that you weren't in good singing form? Your voice, was that a part of it?
It wasn't. No, it wasn't that at all. It was that I've been trying to figure out whether or not I even want to be in the music industry again. The music industry has changed a lot since I've been in it. And it's totally different. I think that we can all agree. But I was at a place, I hadn't been on a stage in 12 years. So I didn't feel like it was appropriate for me to just jump up on a stage in within 2 weeks and do a performance. I hadn't been in a studio. I had no material. You know, it was just kind of those circumstances. And more than
so
anything,
the timing was also
the timing was yes.
Now you're a young mom. What lessons have you learned about motherhood? Getting into the business? Will you encourage your child to get into the business?
You know what? I'm the type of mother that if my daughter wants to go to college, I will support her going to college. If she wants to get into this business, I'll try to, with the wonderful help of the Lord, I will try to guide her the best way that I can. If she wants to own her own hair salon, I'll support her. I just want to be a supportive mother to
How
my
old
daughter.
Is she?
She is 16 months old now.
Oh, 16 months old.
Yes,
oh,
yes, going on 16.
And going on 16.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Your people are still here? Your people are still here in Houston?
Yes, they are. My mother actually just packed up about 3.5 months ago now, and she moved here to come be with us.
And the baby.
Yes. Well, you know, once you have a kid, it has nothing to do with you anymore. People don't even call and say, how's Latavia doing? Oh, no. It's like, where's that little girl at? Where's Liz at? What is she doing? I'm like, I'm okay, too. How y'all doing?
If you could roll back time and do it all over again, what would you do different when you were with the group, when you were growing up here in Houston?
You know what? That's definitely why I'm writing my book right now, which I'm so excited for, like, late, 2015 or early 2016, because I actually, it might sound kind of cliche, but even with all the adversity, I wouldn't change anything, because clearly God ordered steps for everybody's lives, and I've tried to learn in my, growing up that I can't control everything. And it's hard, of course, but I'm just trying to be faithful, and I stick by my decisions. I own everything that I've encountered and that I've been through.
All right. Latavia, happy King holiday.
Same to you.
We're celebrating it here in your hometown of Houston, Texas.